We can be tempted to think of this memorial of the Lord's Supper as a bleak affair. Sometimes we can tend to only think about sin and death. Now, while the gospel does bring us the bad news about sin, we need to remember that the gospel also brings us the good news of salvation. We need to remind ourselves that the story of the cross doesn't end with death. Turn over with me to Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, it has been around 50 days since the Passover and since the resurrection of Jesus. This passage brings us to the Festival of Weeks, later to be known as the Day of Pentecost. During this festival, Jews are commanded to bring the first fruits of their harvest to the Lord and offer it as a way of thanking him for it. It was during this festival that Peter preached the first gospel sermon. In Acts chapter 2, we will begin in verse 22. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, the man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, losing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you would not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the path of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. So at this festival, there were many who traveled to Jerusalem at this time, but there were also some who witnessed through crucifixion. It's very possible that some of these men here were the ones chanting, crucify him from the crowd. So when Peter starts talking, he is proving that this Jesus of Nazareth, who they crucified, was more than just a man. Peter, in fact, quotes from Psalm 16 in verse 27. It was David who wrote that God will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One see corruption. This section in Psalm 16 was written about Jesus. Peter makes the connection in verse 31 in Acts chapter 2 when he says that he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. God did not abandon Christ in the grave or let him rot. Jesus is the Holy One that could not be defeated by death. So Peter is convicting these Jews that they are the ones who rejected Jesus. They are the ones who called him to be crucified. We see how these Jews responded to this message of Peter in verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? In the beginning of chapter 2, when these apostles started to speak in tongues, they were mocked. They were accused of being drunk. But now after hearing Peter, we read that they were cut to the heart. They were cut to the heart because they recognized what they had done. They recognized that they had allowed Jesus to be crucified. They had sentenced an innocent man to death. And now because of the sin, they were in trouble before God. And out of desperation, they asked, brothers, what shall we do? But you see, Peter didn't come to Pentecost with only bad news. Let's pick it up in verse 38. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. So Peter starts out by saying, you killed Christ. You deserve death because of this, but because he is alive, you may have life. Peter responds that to be saved, they need to repent. They need to be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. And this is the good news, that we don't have to stay dead in our ways. This good news spoken over 2,000 years ago, it still rings true today. That whoever repents and is baptized for the forgiveness of sins can be saved by Christ. And this promise is made available for us, the next generation, and for all who are far off. Now, this story doesn't end here, because we go on to read how these disciples started living after responding to the good news. Pick up with me in verse 42 of Acts chapter 2. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. They understood what it meant to be baptized. They understood that they were saved. So during the duration of this chapter, we see that their pride turned into sorrow, and now their sorrow had turned into joy. We read that these new disciples, they're almost completely different people. We see that they are now examples of people who have been changed by the good news. And because of this, the good news was spreading among them as many were hearing it and being baptized. Because of the good news, their hearts have been changed. They were now living with the joy that comes from God's grace. This table before us, it's a reminder of both the good and the bad news of the gospel. We are reminded of the death on the cross, and the cross tells us the truth about our sins, that through sin comes death. Because of our sins, we are all guilty before God. But because of Jesus' death comes the good news. Because of Christ, we can be forgiven. We can receive the hope of heaven. And because of Christ, we are given a new heart that is devoted to him. Because the good news of the gospel, it changes us. The good news of the gospel should change how we live. In fact, we should follow the example of the believers in Acts 2. We should continue to devote ourselves to the word. We should continue to fellowship and encourage one another. But we also need to live as examples of Christ, with the hope that others will hear and respond to the good news. So when we eat this meal, let's recognize that we still deal with the bad news. Because as Christians, we still sin. We need to recognize the times we fall short. We need to repent. But we don't need to forget the good news, that God is faithful. He will forgive when we call out to him. So during this moment of reflection, let's remember what Jesus had to go through to turn this bad news into good news. Let's not forget to thank God for what he's done for us. So because Jesus has saved us, let's continue to live a life that has been changed by the good news.